Project, welcome back to this episode of In the Black. We are taking a break from our In the Black guests, although I tell you what, not a bad lineup recently. Alex Hormozi, Sal DiStefano.
Sean Greeley.
Yeah, dude.
We've literally had...
No, we didn't have Sean. He hasn't been posted yet.
Oh my God. Still to come.
Dude, still to come.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, we probably won't have that many more guests because I think there also becomes a point where there's not too many like big names in fitness business that we haven't had on.
Yep.
You know, Jason Khalipa.
Right.
The guys you just mentioned, it's not that much bigger.
No, we've reached a pinnacle. This is the top.
I mean, I would love to get guys like whatever Gary Vee on and some different personalities, and I think down the road we will get those sort of names.
Mm.
But in terms of like fitness business, we've kind of got a lot of the top names on the show.
Yeah. So, guys, as always, we have started to build out a bit of a library for you guys for the free guides. Like, we have some stuff. Like, we just got the business guides at the moment. If you listen to the other shows. We don't have as much free stuff for you to download yet, training and fitness related stuff. But if you are a business owner, we do have some really good stuff. So if you go to the mymuscleproject.com/free, you can see the free guides that we have up there at the moment. So we've got the effective meetings guide. So meetings are like one of the most critical things that you and I said that it kind of felt like when we're going to grow our business, like when we look at the... You know, we've been in business technically a long time, but when did we really start having a business and running it like a proper business? I reckon was around the time we started doing proper meetings.
June 2018.
Yeah, it's really when you take responsibility of other people.
And it's when I think you hold yourself accountable to reaching goals, accountable to other people.
Right.
So when it's like just you or like just you and your business partner, you're just like no meetings with your team. You just like if you succeed or you fail, like nobody knows, right?
Remember when we used to do Sunday morning business
worst
meetings
idea ever.
And like people would rock up hungover
or like completely sleep through the whole thing,
and all we do is discuss the program.
Yeah,
it's retarded,
so toxic. Obviously it needs to be in business hours.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that effective meetings guide. It's got weekly meetings, it's got like monthly meetings, everything, so you can just just copy that, or you can just make it your own and take one idea from it. But I love them because it just holds you accountable that hey, if you tell your team hey, this is where we're going, 1 month later it's like hey, are we on track to that?
Right. And guys, this is something that we didn't just make it up overnight. Like we knew meetings were important. So we were doing meetings for 5 years.
Yep.
We did them at one point with 5 business partners. Now we're down to a lot less. We've done with the team, without the team, with individuals, as a group, online, offline, all that sort of stuff. So it's coming from a lot of experience. So if that's one of the guys you're interested in, and then the other ones we have is top 5 critical business numbers. So just like numbers about your business, like top line revenue, profit, that sort of stuff that you really need to know about in depth.
It's the ones we track every month.
Every month.
Yeah.
The most important numbers and everything else that feeds into them. And then you've got, what was the other guide that I put up? I can't remember. It'll come back to me. But those are your guides. You can get them at themymuscleproject.com. Morning routines.
We have Lock In Eyes morning routine.
That's right.
Which actually a lot of you guys downloaded, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And girls, and hopefully you've tried it out.
The morning sets up your day. It's just so important. Really does.
Definitely doesn't. The night definitely does not set up.
Well, your night can set up your morning.
That's true.
Your night can set up your
morning.
And
the afternoon sets up the night.
And then the sleep sets up the morning. And then the midday.
The start sets up the end.
The end sets up the start.
But what are we talking about today?
So, I actually wanted to talk about something that on my holiday recently, I was taught. I like thinking about different topics that we can discuss on the show and things I'm passionate about. And also just rehashing topics that we go over all the time, which you can't really beat to death because the information is so important. It's so critical. And sometimes we just have to say it a different way for it to sink in. It's just like that particular time that it hits home, you're like, ah, oh, beautiful. That's what they've been saying. And this one is about business consulting and business coaching. Due to the rise in social media, people have been able to create very influential social media platforms, which doesn't necessarily justify business acumen, knowledge, expertise, experience. And so someone that can get, we live in an age where someone can get 50,000 followers overnight.
Yep.
You know, if a piece of content goes viral enough, then get super popular overnight. But it doesn't justify anything else except that they made something that made them really popular. Now, there are people that get really popular on Instagram or on YouTube for just doing Instagram and YouTube. And there are people that get really popular on those platforms, but they're known for something else. So a perfect example would just be like a basketball player, right? Ben Simmons, highest paid Australian athlete of all time. He's got a couple million followers, but he's not famous for being on Instagram. He's famous because he's a basketball player and he's good and he's signed in the NBA. And obviously-
I thought they signed him because he was so big on Instagram. They wanted to bring popularity to the team.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
It was an influencer package.
You heard the thing about the Crown Casino and Ben?
No.
Yeah, so Crown Casino is like biggest casino in Australia, yep. I believe. The one in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So Ben has been, like, he's been living in the States, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's his first time back. He's a young guy, by the way. He's born in 97.
Oh my God.
Wow. And he just signed, I think it's $238 million to Philadelphia 76ers. For those of you who don't know, I love basketball. And he...
How tall is he?
He was a first round draft pick in 2017, wow. I think. He's quite tall. I think he's like 6'8", 6'7". But he's a point guard forward by like, they're all giants. Mm. Anyway, comes back to Australia, which should be celebrated, right? It's like our Australian hero, right? He's on the biggest stage. And like signed
that,
a huge contract.
You times that $26 million. By 1.5 when you get to Australia.
No, 238 million.
Sorry. Dude, oh my God.
Dude.
It's over 300 million Australian.
Dude, he's very wealthy, especially for a 23-year-old. And
he should have played basketball.
Should have tried.
What is this CrossFit shit? I should have had a go.
And so the Crown Casino goes there. And I mean, I understand. Basketball, by the way, is like the most played sport in Australia at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bigger than
more
cricket.
More than soccer.
Yeah, bigger than soccer, bigger than cricket, bigger than... Wow. It's going huge. And he rocks up to the Crown and... Okay, I don't want to get the exact details wrong. I have read one article on it and I've watched the video that he filmed. But basically, they asked for his ID and it's either they didn't... I think they let him in, but they just wanted to see his ID. But the thing was, is there was like a group of maybe six of them and the white guy that they were with, they didn't ask for his ID and all the other guys... who are like ethnic and black and stuff, they asked for their IDs. They're all the same group.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is fucking bullshit. I don't think they didn't let him in. I think they just asked for his IDs in a way that made him feel like he was a criminal. And he filmed a video. He's like, hey, it's Ben Simmons here. Like, obviously I've got millions and millions of followers. Like, they didn't let me into the crowd. He's like, they asked for his ID, they asked for his ID, they asked for his, but they didn't ask for his ID. And he's like the one white guy in the group. And it was just like a bit of a turmoil. Anyway, Crown sees it. Crown puts out an immediate apology. Mm. Ben pulls the video down. They let him in. It's all good. But the aftermath was Ben Simmons, most entitled player of all time, blah, blah, blah. And they're absolutely tearing him apart. And then there's a counter article in the Sydney Morning Herald where the writer's like, this is the typical Australian behavior, like the tall poppy syndrome. He's here posting his cars and his success, and we all want to cut him down. But instead, you know, Alan Jones, like, cut him down straight away. Yeah. Instead... if he was in America, his success would be celebrated and it needs to be celebrated. So I thought it was a bit of a low light. I don't know why I got sidetracked with that. But coming back to the original point of the episode, business coaching. Okay. Today we want it to be about finding out exactly when you should buy it, for what you should buy it with, and for what to look for.
Mm.
Because, look, from our experience, business coaches have been exceptionally helpful, extremely helpful. But we also know that you can get really good business coaching, in quotations, not necessarily paying for it. Like, you might just have a really good mentor. I know some people whose dads that have run really successful businesses have mentored them the whole way.
I mean, that's the thing, is I think that you can't obviously, like, the starting point is, hey, you can't learn it all on your own.
No.
That's like pretty much a fact. Like, maybe, you know, really, really smart guy can like pretty much get it all from books or whatever. But in general, you think of like, you find out in their story that they had someone in person.
Everyone's
helping them, right?
Everyone.
But it's just, there's a difference between you reading something and learning something and applying it and somebody else looking at your situation and advising you. It's a different mechanism. Like, it's an objective person seeing the blind spots that you can't see.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like a different life experience and it's a different type of personality. So I think the starting point is it's essential to get help.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where I come from on it. But I think it's interesting because... the landscape of, like you say, the where you can get help is so broad, from like this crazy successful business owner who happens to live next door to you, all the way to the guy that promises 99 leads a month for $800 a month on Instagram.
Yeah.
And it's just hard to know where to start.
Yeah. I think the most important place to start for a lot of people is to know yourself well. So have awareness around that stuff and know what you're naturally good at and what you're naturally not good at. And what you're naturally not good at, you can go seek help for it. So if you're a natural personality in front of the camera and you're a good content creator, awesome. Probably a good salesman as well. Probably good at putting it out there, but maybe you're not as good in your systems and as good in consistent operations and the more maybe managing your finances and stuff. So that would be somewhere you could go seek help. And doesn't need to be a business coach. It could be getting a really good accountant that's worked with fitness businesses before. 100%. And so you go find a business accountant. And that, in a way, is kind of like business coaching, because they're coaching you on how to, or they're helping you with the finances of your business, and they're basically coaching you on it. So I think the problem is that when people think business coaches, they think the people, like you said, on Instagram, which like, hey, I can get you 1,000 leads for $500.
Well, that's just one part of your business.
It's just a marketing coach.
One part.
Yeah. It's an agency, marketing agency. Yeah. But the next part is just trying to figure out, okay, how, like, who is, you know, you've got two guys pitching the same thing, right? Two guys saying they can get you 1,000 leads. And you've decided at this point, okay, leads is what I need help with. So how do you choose between the two? Because a lot of that stuff is pretty similar. Mm. Like, price is not a big difference, right? So how do you choose the difference? And then it's tough as well, because a lot of the testimonials and stuff that these people have, potentially they could be paid. They might not be real. They could be fake. How do you know that 100%? So,
or it could be, you know, they've helped 100 clients, 6 got good results, and those are the 6 videos they're showing you.
Exactly.
Like a survivorship bias.
Exactly. If you run any program long enough, you're going to get some results, right? Just by the numbers. Yep. So what would you be looking for when you're basically trying to decide between these two people? What are some of the things that you're looking for?
I would say probably number one, and you might disagree, but I would think time doing it. So how long have they been in business doing this? So if someone has been in business like 2 months, I'm probably still going to risk my business and my money with that person. You know, I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying, hey, like, you've only got 2 months. So I'm not 100% sure on this. You might be getting spectacular results. Awesome. You can probably get me those spectacular results in 18 months time if you're still around. So I'm probably going to start with, hey, has the person been doing this 1 month, 1 year, 5 years? It's not the only consideration, but it's a really important one. How long they've been doing it.
So one of the things I always look for as well is, how has this person made their money and how do they make their money? So someone who has made their money without, like, say they don't need to do business consulting, that is usually the person I'm going to go for. Someone who claims to be, you know, a 6-figure or a 7-figure coach, but relies on being a business consultant, to me, that's not a business consultant. Because that's not a legitimate business consultant. If someone comes, like, say, as a big business consultant, let's just say Alex, for example, right? Hormozy. So how he built his consultancy, if you guys haven't checked out that episode, is the guy had 6 gyms. He was going on to 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I know for a fact he's built 6 gyms, okay, before he got into the business consultancy business. And then he didn't even go into business consultancy. He just said, I will come into your gym and I will sell 300 memberships for you. And that's what he did. That's how he built it. So that's him proving himself there. That's how he made a lot of his money. Now, if someone is only making their money, or is making the majority of the money that puts food on the table for them, through business consultancy, they haven't built another business before that, that is usually a massive red flag for me. Or if someone maybe had a gym 15 years ago and they sold it for a little amount of money and it was moderately successful, but now they feel like, okay, because I did that and I got out of it, I made some money, I can coach other people on it. Usually a bit of a red flag for me as well.
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think with all these factors, it's like none of them are like the 100% determining factor, but you start to weigh them all up together. So imagine the person now that has been in business, you know, only a few months and never ran a business themselves. The only money they've made is from consultancy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we'll put those two things together. Now we're really stacked against.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe if they've had both of those things, like they've been helping gyms for, you know, 4 or 5 years now, and they ran a successful fitness type business or something similar before that, now you're like, wow, this person probably knows. Still not 100% you're going to give them your money, but things are stacking in the right direction.
Yeah. Another thing that people do is they obviously, like, say, as featured in or worked with, and they've got their previous clients there, and they might just have the badge of the client, but they don't really have necessarily the result. So there are a lot of people out there that have worked with, like, Fitness First. They've worked with Anytime Fitness. They work with this, work with that. They are not necessarily, just because they're in association with those people, you don't know the full story of how they've worked together. They could use that, okay, we ran one campaign. It bombed. It was terrible. It didn't get a good result. And they fired me straight away. But they've still worked with them. So they still can put it up there. And another way of thinking about it is, these people are just like you, right? They're, you know, Anytime Fitness, they've got a big business and now they want some help with marketing, but it's still an individual franchise operator. So he's like us. He's like, okay, I've just bought this new franchise. I know I need marketing help. I'm not a marketer. So I'm going to go find, okay, I need more gym leads. And then this company comes up, you know, Gym Lead Consultancy or whatever it's called. And you take that company. I bet that's probably the name of a company.
Sure, it's name of hundreds.
Yeah. And you he goes to that company and he tries. He sinks $1,000. He sinks $4,000, $5,000 into their first program. Ah, it doesn't work, whatever, moves on. But that company can then say they've worked with Anytime Fitness. Mm. But think about that story. That story isn't a success story. That's just, you know, a bit of wasted time and, yeah, and effort and money, a bit of a trial. And that person could put on their website and you're thinking to yourself, that's legit. Mm. They've worked with Anytime Fitness, like the Anytime Fitness. Legitimate would be, you know, stories from Anytime Fitness owners, you being able to contact them, get, you know, show them the exact proof of that working, or working with Anytime Fitness headquarters, mm, actual Anytime Fitness, hiring them to do marketing and hiring the marketing out for all the Anytime Fitness gyms. That would be legitimate. But you don't know that story unless there's proof there, unless you can go into it, unless you can kind of get that exact story of what went down. It's extremely difficult.
So we've got, to recap, we've got how long they've been doing it for.
Yep.
We've got
how they make their money.
How they personally, like, I guess maybe the founder has really, I guess what you're after, yeah. Yep. The founder has, I guess, their story, how they've made their money. And then looking deeper, and I think the last thing you said is spot on, is like contact some of the people that get coaching from this, yep, person. Not the one on the testimony, maybe, you know, another one. Try and, yep, find someone. That is such a big one.
Yeah.
Just speak to someone. I mean, I know they say you have to decide right now on the phone. You don't.
Yeah.
They're still selling that shit a week later, let, yeah, me tell, yeah, you. Like, yeah, we've all been there, right? You got to decide today. No, you don't. You can decide in a week. So just go speak to somebody else who's actually done the program. And then, yeah, one more I was really thinking is that you've also got to really ask yourself, like, what is this person offering? So, you know, we had a business coach in the past, but all they really helped us with was sales. Now, sales is really, really important. But if you're spending your entire, I guess, coaching budget, which we were at the time, on just help with sales, that can be a problem because, you know, in a business, yeah, maybe sales is a problem. We quite quickly got our sales to a point where it wasn't a problem. It was probably the strongest point in our business. And, yeah, we were struggling more with sales.
It probably still is.
Mm, or, yeah, lead generation, all those other aspects. You know, our sales numbers were killing it.
Yeah.
But that's all they offered. And then we couldn't afford to go get help in other areas because our whole coaching budget was on the sales.
Yeah.
So have a really good think. Like, hey, if they solve this problem for me, I am going to have new problems.
Yeah.
You're not going to go off into the sunset with a perfect gym forever because, right, they solved your leads problem. You're just going to have new problems.
Yeah.
About your team, maybe about your HR, maybe about scaling. You have all these new problems about your fulfillment now that you've like solved maybe this leads problem. Are you going to have a budget left, or have you signed up to a 12-month contract just for that?
Mm. Yeah, it's funny because, you know, when you start in business, you only see the first goal in front of you. You don't, yep, see the big picture, right? And it's not until you do it for longer and you ascend to different roles and different parts of businesses, you see like, fuck, there's no way I could have thought I would have had this problem, mm, down the line, you know. Fuck, I've got all this money now, but like now I feel like I've got more problems, yep, or the business is harder, and you don't ever see those problems in front of you. And now here's the thing, if your consultancy has never, or the person you're hiring has never experienced these problems either, they've only taken their business to a certain point, they've only helped other gyms to a certain point. If you do get that goal, if you become their best client, if you achieve the goals you want to achieve, how are they going to help you next? Yep. They're caught out as well because they don't know how to manage staff. Mm. They don't know how to run meetings. They've never done that before. And so the other point I was going to bring up was how big is their team? A lot of consultancies are like one-man band or like, well,
I think
one or two,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, I think it can be a problem. Sometimes people think, man, I've got to be working with the founder. People think they're like, oh, if I'm not working with like the founder of this thing, it's like a joke.
Mm.
I think it is awesome to be able to, you know, meet the founder or something like that. But, you know, really good companies, often you can't get to the founder,
yeah,
because they're just busy. Really small, not as good ones, often they're really accessible.
Right.
That's just the way it is. You know, yeah, the guy that started his Facebook ads company that's telling you how to do it better, it's just him. You can work with him.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Hasn't got a lot of wisdom there. So maybe you got to think about, like, do they have a team? I've got a team, so I want someone that's also got a team. Yeah, probably one con you're going to have to understand is I'm probably going to work with an employee. But that can be okay because maybe they're using the systems from the leader.
Well, if you're happy for your clients to work with your coaches, yeah, you should be very happy to work with, yeah, their gym consultancy and their coaches.
Yeah.
So that's just one thing to think about. Well, look, I think we've covered all the major stuff.
Mm.
I think the overriding message is like these things aren't cheap, right?
These things aren't cheap.
And if there are ways to get good advice without having to pay for it, you know, a family friend, an uncle, parents, maybe one of your clients or whatever, ask them. Say, hey, look, I'm really need some help here. What's your advice? These are my problems. What advice can you lend? And then, you know, at the same time, with all advice that you take, you still have to run it through. Is this the best thing for, yes, my business? Do I think it's the best thing? Just because someone says something doesn't always mean it's the best thing for you. You can take their advice. And I think the best business owners in the world take all the advice and then they decide for themselves, yep, at the end of the day.
And then they own the decision and go for it.
Exactly. And that's just the best way to do it. So hopefully that's been helpful for you guys. It can be an expensive mistake. It has been, what, I reckon we probably wasted a good 30 to 40 grand in our time.
Plus. That is, you clearly block out information. Way more than that. But
I like
it's fine.
I like to dull the pain.
Learning experience.
Yeah.
You know, you also can't regret that stuff either, because learning experience probably saves you more money.
No failures, just
the road.
Lessons, right?
100%. Yeah. And like, man, no matter how bad the coach you get, you're probably going to take something good away.
Yeah, for sure. At least you'll know what to not hire your next coach. Exactly. That's how we found out this information, guys, because yeah. We found the qualities
we
of coaches
spend the,
we
waste the money for you.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's it. Thanks so much for listening to In the Black today. The MyMuscleProject.com/free. You can get our guides. We've got the meetings guide. We have the top 5 critical business numbers. And then we have our morning routines that we use to have effective days. Raph and I's actually quite different. Mm. I don't think there are many similar things in there, but maybe you'll take a bit of both.
I think we both have activated nutrients. That's like the.
That's about it.
We both wake up.
That's about it. Guys, thank you so much. Remember, this episode was brought to you by Waterfy. If you go to waterfy.com/MMP, you can get our offer to join their program. If you're on Mindbody, if you're on Zen Planner, if you're on some other shit out there,
wake
you
up.
Need to go on to, especially if you're an affiliate, if you're a CrossFit box, there's no question you should be on Waterfy. We're coming up to our internal throwdown comp, and we're going to be using the Waterfy Rise Challenge app as well to set that up, which is super handy. And then last thing as well, guys, probably one of the best things that they've done is they are now doing websites for people. Yes. So if you want a done-for-you website, there's actually a lot that goes into website. I handle our website, and SEO is like this massive buzzword. What is SEO? Search engine optimization. It's setting up all the back end of your website, all the stuff you can't see, so that it organically ranks itself better in Google. So when someone types in CrossFit gym in my area, kickboxing gym in my area, PT in my area, you show up first without having to pay for it. And they cover all that. They have like a 100% SEO rating.
Waterfy.
With these websites. Mm. Yeah, with the Waterfy websites. I think it's waterfy.com/website or sites or something. Or if you just go to the homepage, it's going to be there, right? Yeah. Waterfy.com. And then, yeah, it's a really cheap price. It's really affordable.
Yeah,
it's really cheap. And it's a website that converts really well.
Yeah.
That's one thing that people don't understand is if someone lands on your site and it just looks really, it's just really easy for them to move around, they're way more likely to put their details in and get information off you. But if they have a tough time, they're like, okay, I'm ready to like put my info in, but I can't figure out like where do I schedule a call or do I book something in? Like, it's just too hard.
But just remember, it's like 6% conversion or 3% conversion.
Yeah.
Not much difference. It's double.
Yeah.
It's double as many people in your gym.
Yeah. Yeah. Big difference. So, waterfy.com/MMP for our offer. And then head to the website as well if you want to pick up Waterfy Sites, which is their new offer. Guys, thanks so much for listening. We'll speak to you next week.